Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your, your role with the festival.
I am Jared MacNeil. I'm the director of signature programs at the Library of Congress and the director of the festival.
Yes, we're here talking the National Book Festival once again this year. Happy to have you back. It's going to be this Saturday, August 12th, from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. At the Walter E. Washington Convention Center. So, hey, thank you so much for joining us again this year.
My pleasure, Jason. Happy to be here. And, it's an annual tradition that you and I get together, so I'm happy to talk about the festival.
Absolutely. All right. Well, overview stuff before we get to the actual lineup, some big picture stuff. Like, how, do you know what year we're in now or how much it's grown over the years?
Yeah, we've had 23 years so far. So we had our 2 decades here recently, and we've been perfecting since we've come back to in-person festival. During the pandemic, we did do some virtual engagements. But as you mentioned, August 12th, we are back at the convention center. So we're really excited to be in person and having, everyone from the region and around the country come in and tune in to our programming this weekend.
Awesome. And how has it been at the Washington Convention Center the all 23 years, or did it start at the Library of Congress itself, or what was been the venue all along?
Yeah, it started on the East Lawn of the Capitol in 2001, and it's been on the Capitol grounds and then moved to the mall. And then in most recent history, it's been both digital and then in the Convention Center.
Great. Well, the Convention Center is a great spot for it. Yeah. Paint a picture of, for our listeners, if they can imagine it in their mind, paint a picture of like they entered the convention center. I assume you probably go up. Do you go up those escalators what do they see when the big Wizard of Oz color comes on? What do they see?
Absolutely. The doors open. You are greeted by volunteers who are in brightly colored T-shirts saying welcome to the Library of Congress Book Festival. The National Book Festival is a presentation of the Library of Congress. So you will see some beautiful logos, some signage, some individuals saying welcome, follow us, and come this way. You'll stand into the grand lobby of the Walter E. Convention Center, and you will be like, wow, here we are. Immediately, you'll have signs. You'll have both physical and digital signs saying, who are you here to see? What are you interested in? And you'll have volunteers being like, can I help you find your way? We have 6 stages this year spread out through the Convention Center. We're on 3 different levels, and we also have this amazing expo floor, which will have fan-friendly activities. We'll have our sponsors and exhibitors showcasing there. We'll have signing lines for all of our authors to be signing books from the stages, as well as our bookstore partner in Politics and Prose, who will be selling the author's books. So you go up the escalators and you'll immediately be able to kind of intrigue and find your way around the festival into kind of what you're passionate about and what you'd like to learn about when it comes to the authors that you've come to see.
I love it. And there's such a great lineup of authors. And obviously, we won't have time to get to all of them, but everyone can go to loc.gov and see the full list. But why don't we do it like this? I'll just tee up, just so you don't have to rattle off multiple names and books all at once. I'll maybe throw out one of the featured authors that you have featured. And you can just we can get some succinct sound bites on each one that I throw out. So what is R.K. Russell doing? Some sports football fans might remember.
Yeah, he's a featured author of this year. He's coming to the Library of Congress to talk about his book. And it's really exciting because as one of, the first out NFL football stars, he's there to talk about the experience. He's there to give voice to those who haven't had voices before and to bring, his stage presence as well to the National Book Festival and to talk about his book.
Yeah. And what's it called? The Yards Between Us?
Yes. Perfect.
All right. Actually, could I have you say that so I can use it?
Yeah, absolutely. And his book is The Yards Between Us.
Yes. A memoir of life, love, and football. That's awesome. People remember R.K. Russell from the Cowboys and the Buccaneers. And yes, and a historic person in the NFL. All right. How about Meg Medina? What's the book that Meg is bringing?
So Meg Medina, I'll first say that, she's appeared at the National Book Festival a number of times. And, Meg is one of our Library of Congress ambassadors. She's a national ambassador for young people's literature, which is something that we were really excited. She is a Cuban American, and she has been a wonderful She's been a wonderful writer for the, or excuse me, a wonderful representative of the Library of Congress. And she is here to talk about Yaque Delgado Wants to Kick Your Ass, the graphic novel. It's a paperback and it's an adaptation of the well-known novel. And it's about a sophomore who is adjusting to their new high school. So a lot of young people can relate to this. And it is kind of a middle grade YA book.
Awesome. And she's a Cuban American author, correct?
She is. She's Cuban American, but it's wonderful that she is the nation's ambassador for young people's literature. And we love having her. She's a wonderful ambassador for the library and really a great advocate for young people's reading.
Fantastic. All right. How about another featured author, Joy Harjo?
Yeah. Joy Harjo is our 23rd Poet Laureate of the United States. We're super excited that she is coming to the Library of Congress National Book Festival. She has been an ambassador for the Library of Congress, and she's coming to talk about her new collection of poems, Weaving Sundown in a Scarlet Light, 50 poems for 50 years. But we're really excited that she's coming to talk about that. But she's also coming to talk about a new picture book that she has called Remember. And we're really excited that she's here representing both the Poet Laureateship as well as herself as an author at the National Book Festival.
All right. Maybe time for one or two more. About another featured author, a New York Times bestseller, number one, R.J. Palacio?
Palacio.
Yes. Everyone remembers Wonder. They became a movie with Jacob Tremblay and Julia Roberts and Owen Wilson, right? She's the author of that, right?
That is correct. Yeah. Which is, you know, the original Wonder is sold millions upon millions of books. And as you mentioned, has been adapted into a small and big screen. So yeah, we're absolutely ecstatic to have her coming. And she's talking about her new graphic novel called White Bird. White Bird is going to become a motion picture as Wonder has. And I believe Helen Mirren is going to be acting in one of the lead roles. It is based on a graphic novel, and that is what she's coming to talk about with us. It's about a young girl whose world comes crashing down in the Nazi occupation, and family and friends take the young Jewish girl into hiding, which is, you know, a tragic story, but I'm sure with the basis of the works that she's done, it will be a very interesting read.
Absolutely. And you are correct. Just like Wonder was made into a movie, White Bird will be a movie. It comes out this October 25th, directed by Mark Forster and starring, you were right, Helen Mirren, also Gillian Anderson. And it's going to be probably a hit movie, probably.
yes.
All right. And then how about Elliot Page? Elliot Page, you know, I was lucky enough to interview Elliot about a few years back, but what a sort of a trailblazing actor in Hollywood. What's Elliot Page? What's the book that Elliot's promoting?
Yeah, Elliot's coming to talk about Page Boy. We're really excited to have him at the National Book Festival. And obviously Pageboy has become an amazing story that has been featured across so many different mediums at this point. And it is a memoir. So we're really excited to have someone of that caliber coming to talk about, you know, the changes in their own life and what, you know, brings them to the point of where he is today.
Yes, not every day you have a star of Juno and Inception coming coming to the Library of Congress Book Festival. That's great. Awesome. Well, I mean, I have more than enough to work with, but is there any others you wanted to highlight real quick that I might have missed? What was that? That was five featured authors. Is there anyone else? I'm sure that's so open-ended. You're like, there's a ton of people.
There is a ton, but it maybe not with authors, but what I can do is I can showcase some of the other activities that people can potentially come and experience at the festival. So on our expo floor, we're going to have a lot of family-friendly activities. So we're going to have readings for young children. We're going to have ways to engage with the Library of Congress. You're going to be able to come by the Library of Congress booth and talk with curators and librarians from around Washington, D.C., but specifically the Library of Congress. And we're going to be having giveaways and book signings, and the Library of Congress bookstore will be there so you can buy t-shirts and memorabilia from your visit to the National Book Festival. We will also be giving away on a first-come, first-served basis our classic posters, which we are really, really excited about this year. And if you come down, please don't hesitate to engage with someone from the Library of Congress and ask questions about what we are doing and what brings us to present the National Book Festival here in Washington, D.C.
That's so cool. And then before I run, I mean, I don't know if I'll end up using this or not, but some highlights from last year, like, was there any good feedback from, you know, visitors or the any good stories from the participating authors? Like, I know you had Nick Offerman there before his big return in The Last of Us, and I know everyone remembers Ron Swanson in Parks and Rec. yeah, I mean, any good, you know, did you hear from Nick Offerman or any of the other ones from last year? I'm trying to remember who else was there.
Yeah, so specifically of Nick Offerman, what an amazing connection that he made with us and, you know, the library staff here. He since returned and came and investigated the Library of Congress of his own accord. And it's wonderful that, you know, we were able to make a connection with him at the National Book Festival and have him come and enjoy some of the collection items that we have. The stories that we hear is that, you know, once someone engages with a member of the Library of Congress staff or team, that, you know, the vastness of the collections that we have, you know, we want to bring and give a surface level connection for anyone here to basically be like, whoa, I didn't know the Library of Congress did that, or I didn't know that they had that. And then to take the next action and to deep dive into what they can do with us, whether on site here in Washington, D.C. or from afar.
Well, I guess for sort of like final seconds, like what's sort of like the overall, if we can now take a bigger step back, like what's the overall mission of the book festival? You know, is it sort of the idea to, you know, spark a love of reading for young people or maybe even older people who, I don't know, maybe used to read in school and then got out of it, or maybe trying to reignite their love for reading, or yeah, I mean, what's sort of the goal, the takeaway after this festival that people you hope they carry forward?
Absolutely. The National Book Festival is here to inspire a love of reading, regardless of age, from the youngest to, you know, in picture books to the oldest who are reading memoirs or historical fictions. We want to ignite that excitement for reading overall. And we're excited because we do hear that that happens at the National Book Festival. We provide an avenue for individuals to meet their favorite authors, to connect with people who may have had significant impacts on their life, whether it be through, you know, true memoirs or through fantasy fiction. So it's a wonderful opportunity for the public to connect with amazing writers, but really it is to ignite the passion of reading in people regardless of their age.
And best of all, it's all free, right?
Yes, it is all free, and doors open at 8:30 Saturday, August 12th, and we will be closing at 8 p.m., but definitely come by at any point this Saturday. And if you can't make it, we are streaming two of our stages live throughout the day, so you can watch at loc.gov/bookfest, or if you can't make it to that, all of our content, every single presentation will be recorded and will be available for digital viewing after the festival.
Sounds great. Well, yeah, come make a day of it or tune in online or maybe both. You know, if you have to get there, if you have something else going on, head to the festival and then come home and watch a little more at your leisure. It's great you guys that you offer that option. So, hey, thanks so much for doing this. It's always a blast. You always know your stuff and you make it easy. So thanks.
All right. Thank you, Jason. And we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Later.
Bye-bye.